So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood.
Hey, I can't take it back. Look where I'm at. We was OD like DOC, remember that? My DOC was quite ODX. Now POV of you.
All right, it is time to chat with our mystery guest. Remember, our new 7 at 11, Kyle and Strophy today, no Scalzo, have to try to identify this mystery guest by asking only yes or no questions, and they must do it with at least, with less than six or less than seven no's, right? So only yes or no questions, trying to identify our mystery guest here on Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin. Kyle, are you ready?
Okay, Craig. Now, when I answered the phone, I feel like he had a caller ID, so I felt like I saw who it was.
Oh, I just looked.
Why'd you look, Strophy?
How could I not look?
What'd you look?
Wait, you really both looked?
No, I went to answer the phone. And
but I told you last week that you got to be careful on caller ID.
I was trying to be careful, and my eyes glanced. I didn't see enough of it. But I know I saw enough of it. And then Strophe looked after I mean, just said that. So what did you look
It was
after?
Hard not to.
What you mean it's hard not to, Strophe?
Wait, at least you're both honest and you're not cheating.
Well, why did Strophe look, though? I just literally just said I just saw a name when I answered
well,
the phone.
Well, I saw the last name, which makes me think I know who it is, but I don't know that for a fact.
Okay.
Well, no, come on. You can't. I mean,
I only know one person
wait,
with this
wait,
last
what,
name.
What made you think that we weren't going to get this one? Because
You only know one. You only know one person with the name?
Well, I mean, I don't think we're talking to the receiver on the Seahawks.
Right. That's what I'm saying. There's other people.
But I mean, I love who I think our mystery guest is, and I have a million college basketball questions in this brain of mine. So if it's the person I think it is.
Why did you look after I said that I accidentally saw, I didn't even see the full, I just saw the first three letters.
Hey,
I'm like,
college basketball?
Well, I could be wrong.
Yeah,
I could
be wrong too. I mean,
okay, all right. Then let's bring in our mystery guest. All right, you guys could start asking questions.
Well, my first question would be, are you a member of the media?
Yes.
All right. Are you Myron Metcalf?
No.
Oh. Well, then now, okay, good. Because like I said, that's what I saw with the first three letters. I'm like, oh, crap. Well, this makes things fun. All right, cool. So they are a member of the
okay,
media.
Okay, so you have one no. Okay, so we have one no.
See, Craig, look at honesty. We're being honest. I didn't want to ruin
this
it.
This is good. That's who you thought it was as well.
Well,
right?
Because I just saw M-E-T, and I'm like, oh, crap.
Okay, and the reason you would think that is because Myron Metcalf does the radio show right at this same time on ESPN Radio. I don't know how you would think he'd be able to call into our show while doing his own show at the same time.
Oh, that's a good point, Craig. Good point.
Yeah, 10 to 12,
okay.
Huh?
All right, Kyle, so we got more questions.
All right.
Member of the media.
You have resided in the state of Wisconsin at some point in your life.
Yes.
All right, yes. So that doesn't count against us. Member of media, reside in the state of Wisconsin. Okay. You are affiliated with a Wisconsin.
Kyle, these are really questions.
Yeah, you're phrasing these in
sentences. Are you affiliated? Are you currently affiliated with any sports team in the state of Wisconsin? So whether
no.
Okay. No, not affiliated
okay,
with
that's two no's.
Did you attend college in the state of Wisconsin?
No.
Three no's.
All right, we're up to three. You guys are struggling.
Have you worked in broadcast television or radio?
Yes.
Okay. They worked in broadcast television and radio.
Ask if they currently do that.
Do you currently work in broadcast television or radio?
Yes.
All right.
You guys are struggling.
Do you?
You have no idea.
Do you currently work in broadcast television for the NFL?
Uh, Okay, wait. Do you mean for, like, does his paycheck come from the NFL?
Does he do anything related? So would he be a play-by-play host for, like, the Packers or any type?
So anything for NFL football.
Yeah,
okay.
Football.
So is your expertise NFL football?
Yes.
Are you currently in New Orleans?
Oh, good question.
Yes.
Are you a member? Are you affiliated with Good Karma Brands in any way?
Yes.
Oh, okay. This is good, Kyle. You're doing really good. I still have no idea, though.
I'm trying to work my way.
Y'all have no idea. You guys are nowhere on this.
They're affiliated with Good Karma Brands. They work. Trophy, should we do like should we ask for play by play, or could they work?
Because if they're affiliated with Good Karma Brands, my thought then goes to our individual markets.
Yeah. Are they a former player? Right. Should we say that?
Yeah. Ask that.
Are you a former NFL player?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We've made it.
There we go,
that
baby.
Was
we
last question asked. So
we
far.
Cooking.
That
we
was,
cooking. Okay. The
that
problem
was the best
is.
Best question asked so
do
far.
Do you think? Oh man.
Do they do a daily show?
Yeah, I would go that route because I have a few thoughts.
Do you do a daily radio or TV show at all?
No.
All right. So it's not anybody daily. It's okay. somebody who must do hits or something like that. But they are former NFL. Well, we're talking to a former NFL player.
You asked affiliation in terms of Good Karma Brands.
And they said,
should we just blatantly ask if you receive a paycheck from Good Karma Brands?
Yeah.
We should ask that, right?
Well, I mean, but remember, you didn't even ask about you don't know what team they play.
Oh, we'll get there.
It's 30 teams. We got 7 questions.
Well, there's 32 teams actually.
32
Kyle.
Teams. I'm sorry.
The Carolina Panthers and Houston Texans do exist, just so you're aware. Let's go. Ooh. No, I'm going to go the player route, actually. Are you a Super Bowl champion?
No.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm also not.
Despite the fact I was in sixth grade when the Packers last won a Super Bowl,
So they're affiliated with Good Karma Brands. They haven't won a Super Bowl.
Are we up to 5 no's, by the way?
We are 5 no's. That's correct.
So they're affiliated with Good Karma Brands. They haven't won a Super Bowl championship. They work in radio, right? Or no? He said no to that. A daily show?
They don't do a daily show.
Has lived in the state of Wisconsin.
And okay, so they lived. Did you ever play for the Green Bay Packers?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Didn't win the Super Bowl. They played for the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
Okay, played for the Packers. Did you play on the defense side of the ball?
No.
So it's an offensive player.
Were you a wide receiver?
No, come on now.
Why are you thinking about it?
Yes and no.
Okay, were you a running back? Were you primarily a running back?
Yes.
Did you only play for the Packers for one season?
Yes.
Are you Eric Metcalf?
Yes.
Let's go! Come on!
You guys lost. No, you said wide receiver. That was your 7th no.
What do you mean?
Eric played a little bit of wide receiver. He was primarily a running back, but he played wide receiver as well.
And then on top of that, he let him answer the question. He answered the question of yes. So that counts. Shout out to Stro. Shout out to me. We handled this. We did it well.
Wow, I got nervous there. Eric, how are you, my friend? Everything good?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Fantastic.
Now, Eric, you were a 1,000-yard receiver.
I thought you guys knew. Right.
Eric, you were a 1,000-yard receiver in your career, but you're a running back. Come on now. You're not a wide receiver. Your son's a wide receiver.
But once I got traded from the Browns and went to the Falcons, I played a few running back plays, but I was receiver the entire time.
And if you go to if you go to Eric's Pro Football Focus page, it also has him listed as a running back - wide receiver, Craig. So we won.
Yep. All right. I just want them to lose.
He had 104. He had 104 receptions in 1995. 104.
Yeah. Yep. Sure did.
Yeah.
I thought you guys had it. I thought you guys had it when you said it wasn't a receiver in Seattle.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you knew immediately.
You guys had the name Metcalf, and it took you 20 minutes. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard when you only get yes or no questions, right? If he was able to go ahead and elaborate on some of our questions, we would have gotten there faster.
So, Eric Metcalf, one of the all-time greats in return guy, versatile player, one of my favorite NFL players of all time, and a great, great guy. We haven't gotten to talk about this season, and I want to get your take quickly on the running back position, because it kind of was shaped, you know, the narrative of the whole season by Saquon and Derrick Henry changing teams and having the impacts they had. Like, Eric, after all these years, do you think this is going to change how NFL teams start to value the running back position?
You know, it's hard to say. I think the teams that use Derek and Saquon and Philly and Baltimore, I think because of their playing style, the offense that they run, they were able to highlight those guys and make the running back position look good again. However, with this new style of offense and all these offensive-minded coaches spread it out and throw the ball all over the field, it'll be guys like that, I think, that really don't feel like you need to run the ball as much. But as we've seen in these past weeks and through the course of the last few years, the team that normally wins ends up running the ball. We watch Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, and everybody thinks, oh, they throw the ball all over the yard. Nope. When they get to the playoffs and Super Bowl in the past years, they started running the ball because everybody knows that you have to run the ball in order to win these type of games because you have to be able to sustain drives. And so I think teams will look at the running back differently, but I think it's about whether they're able to put a line together that can get somebody like that to look good.
Now, Eric, let's talk about Strophy mentioned it. You had a year in Green Bay. What are the memories of your Green Bay Packers career?
Well, actually, I had two games. And so I was sitting at home. I was sitting at home minding my own business thinking I was never going to play football again. And then they called me right before the last game of the regular season, asked me if I wanted to play. And I looked at their record, and they had only won, I only lost, two games. Oh, I can go to the Super Bowl. And so I decided to go out there and play. And so my one memory is it was the first playoff game that the Packers had lost at Lambeau against Michael Vick. But one of the plays that was a deciding play was I was back there returning the punt, and the ball hit the defender, and they said it hit me. And I told the coach, it did not hit me. Challenge it. And they never did. But it never hit me.
Oh, wow.
and so they got the ball and went and scored. And that changed the outcome of the game.
And Strophy, you remember, I mean, that was a memorable game because the Packers were seen as invincible at home that game. Michael Vick ends up running.
Memorable and not a good way, but memorable.
That was a key play. That was a key play in that game. You're thinking.
Right.
So you're saying the coach, I didn't realize.
Mike Sherman at the time, right?
Mike Sherman, yeah. Yeah, that was
Sherman.
Sherman,
yes.
So wait, that play didn't get challenged? I didn't realize that, Eric.
No, it didn't get challenged. And I told them to challenge that play because, man, I'm 35 years old. What am I going to be lying about? I know. It's going to be on film. I know what happened. It did not hit me.
Sometimes players, come on, we've all watched NBA games where they're spinning their finger, Eric. You have too. And you're like, they're telling their coach to challenge. And you're like, come on now. You know he committed that foul. How is he trying to tell his coach to challenge? So you've seen the film and you've watched it back and you're sure
players.
You didn't touch it?
I'm 100% positive. I'm 100% positive.
Man, that game was so bad. I don't know about for you, But for me, I mean, you were only on the Packers for a couple weeks, right? For when you signed to that season.
Yes.
Listen, I never forget. I was downtown. My uncle was from Atlanta. He was up visiting, right? So he was a big fan of Michael Vick. And we went out to a restaurant in downtown Milwaukee. And I'm thinking, here we go. You know, it's cold outside. It's Lambo.
I bet he was annoying as hell. Because they went up early in that game.
Michael Vick ran all over the Packers, and the mystique of Lambeau Field vanished at that very moment. I will never, ever forget that game. I mean, it was shocking. Absolutely shocking.
Yes, it was. And it's funny because after that game, William Henderson brought all the running backs together, and we were talking, and he was talking about the seasoning guys. And I'm just sitting there because, you know, I've only been there 2 weeks, right? And so I didn't say and wasn't saying anything. And then he was like, Mitch, you want to say something? And I said, yeah, I'll say something. I said, look here, you guys are young, and you took for granted the fact that you're playing at Lambeau, so you just automatically assume you're not going to lose this game. So that means you're not working on your craft. You're not preparing like you need to prepare in order to go out there and play football against other pros. You just take it for granted. I said, now, if you guys were as good as you think you are, they wouldn't have bought a 35-year-old man in here who was sitting on his couch 2 weeks ago. I said, those are things you got to think about. Work on your craft. Make sure you're doing everything you can do to be the best player you can be. And that's how you're successful.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That was the first Packers home playoff loss since the NFL started in 1933. And Eric Metcalf was there to deliver that message to the rest of the team afterwards. Eric, you are successfully a mystery guest now on Sunday Karma. It was good seeing you last night and hang with your son. And thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Eric.
All right. There he is, the great Eric Metcalf, Green Bay Packer legend.
Great return guy. Great return guy.
See, I told him, I didn't know if you guys were too young, if you guys could remember Eric.
Well, luckily, I'm a dork. I was 3 years old when he played for the Packers.
Have remembered a guy that played for the Packers for a couple snaps.
Luckily, I knew that he played, right, it was literally 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't have remembered that.
But he's one of the all-time great returners, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's Devin Hester, it's Eric Metcalf.
Dude, he's a three-time Pro Bowler, but as you said, he was so good that, like, literally, he, like, went – he was a receiver for a minute and caught 100 balls in a season.
Which is bonkers.
He was so fun to watch. Such a great player.
How did you meet him, Craig?
Who's his son?
His son played wide receiver for – he was at Arizona State a few years. Okay. He's bounced around a little bit. He's trying to catch on with the CFL right now.
Gotcha.
So how do you know Eric Metcalf?
Yeah, what's the connection?
So he's like a Cleveland Browns legend, man. And so he's done a lot of work with us at ESPN Cleveland.
Cool.
And literally from the first time when I saw him, I was like, dude, he was, as a kid, he was like one of my favorite players because he was little and he just, like, in the return game, he was just such a smart player and the guy never got caught from behind. He was great.
Okay, so I guess my follow-up question now, Craig, is, do you think it's a little humiliating when we don't know who the person is? Like, we figured out Eric, but initially I thought he was Myron Metcalf.
Yeah, and the fact that you guys think Myron Metcalf is more famous than Eric Metcalf is kind of funny.
I don't think he's more famous overall. But
Myron's from Milwaukee, so, you know, I'm all about 4-1-4 boys.
I'm a big Myron fan. I'm a big college basketball fan, so I certainly have spent much more time watching Myron Metcalf on television than I did Eric.
And Myron's probably more relevant locally just because of the name.
Oh, without a doubt. No offense to Eric, but he is.
Dude, I mean, Eric Metcalf was involved in one of the most historic plays in Packers history, as we just learned.
I don't know if it's one of the most historic plays in Packers history.
I'm not hearing people talk about the fumble.
It was the first time.
Even if we think about bad moments in franchise history, it's not top five. Right? Think about the onside kick at Seattle. Think about the fail Mary in Seattle.
He was part of the game.
Fourth and 26. I mean, we've got so many more options.
That game, Kyle's right. Since 1933, the Packers had never lost a home playoff game.
Wow.
And that was the first
time. Now they do it regularly. Seemingly,
they sure do. So. I remember they had this mystique of not losing when it was under a certain temperature. Anymore. It's gone. It's gone. That was when
Kyle,
it died.
Right? Like if they had beat Michael Vick that day, if Eric Metcalf, if Mike Sherman had challenged that fumble, the Packers wouldn't have lost to Tom Brady in the NFC Championship. They wouldn't have lost to Eli Manning in the 15-1 season. They wouldn't have lost to the Giants when Brett Favre was still there.
Thanks, Craig. I appreciate this. Thank you.
They never would have lost the home playoff game had Mike Sherman challenged that. That's
going down memory lane of losses. Thank you, Craig.
All right. We'll talk about Chris Middleton. We will talk about Chris Middleton as we continue. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. It's Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Oh, a little more Kendrick. See, this is some Kendrick I know.
Yeah, about a, what? How old is this song? Maybe 10, 15 years old? Humble?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Humble?
No.
At least a decade.
I remember my daughter danced this like 9 years ago, I bet. I bet it was new about 8, 9 years ago.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I bet like 2015 this album came out.
Okay, that's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Which album is this? Damn.
The album's
done. And Good City Mad Kid was the magic. Good Kid, yeah. Whatever.
Good Kid Mad City.
2017?
Damn was 2017?
2017, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
7, 8 years ago.
Good Kid Mad City was probably 2013,
yeah.
2012.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. That was the first one.
Yeah. I'm fired good up guy, about the halftime show.
Good guy, Mid City, Chris Middleton. I don't know. Did that work? No.
It was worth an attempt, but it was bad.
The constant on the Milwaukee Bucks and as much a part of the fabric of who the Bucks have been for the last decade plus has been Chris Middleton, traded from the Milwaukee Bucks this week. Really sad. Like as much as we were all sad when Jrue Holiday got traded and Dame came and we said it made sense, right? Like there was a reason to do it. The Bucks offense hadn't been great in any postseason, and Dame was going to be able to help transform this organization moving forward. But it was still sad for Drew and his family and everything they'd meant to this community to leave. Well, magnified, right, with Chris Middleton, who's been here significantly longer, who didn't come to this team, you know, as like the next piece to try to win a championship or this get over the hump. He wasn't even the biggest piece in the trade that he was in to come to Milwaukee, right? It was Brandon for Brandon. It was Brandon Jennings.
Yeah.
No, yep.
Being traded for Brandon Knight.
I remember where I was when that trade came through. I was at, was it the Kalahari down in, Illinois. I said I knew where it was.
The Kalahari's in Wisconsin Dells.
No, there's one in Illinois across the border. Some in Gurnee.
Six Flags is in Gurnee.
The Convo? I don't know. Keylon Cove. That's what it was.
You're a stranger.
Arguing with my ex.
Arguing with your ex about what?
I said, hush, the trade came through.
What were you arguing about?
Who knows? That's why she's ex.
Okay. A lot of arguments with her?
Yeah.
So Chris Middleton was part of this deal.
Arguments with the new girl ever or no?
No, me and baby girl, no, we on the same
never
level.
Argue?
Mm-mm.
Okay, sorry, Craig, sorry.
Kyle's ex was not part of the trade that sent Brandon Jennings shipped out of Milwaukee. Kyle should have at the time, but he didn't. If he had known better, but Chris Middleton came to the team. We didn't know anything about Chris Middleton. All of a sudden it's like, oh, this guy can shoot. Oh, all of a sudden, like this guy can play a little bit. Maybe he's like a starter in this league. That'd be pretty wild if you get like a legit NBA starter as a throw in a trade you didn't even know. Then all of a sudden, you know, Jabari Parker gets drafted, after Giannis. It's like, oh, okay. There's two guys on every billboard, right? it's Giannis and it's Jabari, and that's what this team and this franchise is going to be built around. But turned out that wasn't the case. And Chris Middleton, all he did was continue to get better and better and better, not just be a starter in this league, but eventually to be an all-star in this league, to be an Olympian, to be an NBA champion, to be a guy who in the Atlanta Hawks series, when Giannis got hurt, ended up single-handedly winning game four of that series.
20 points in one quarter of that game.
One of the best performances I've ever seen in a pressure game. And then, by the way, backed it up in game six at Atlanta, you know, ensuring that the series did not come back home, you know, to Milwaukee for a game seven, winning that series 4-2. Of course, everyone remembers 40-point game, you know, down 2-1 against the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals. You know, whole postseason run started. Remember, Bucks had lost to the Heat in the bubble. And game one, all of a sudden, the Bucks, you know, final moments of that game, Chris hits a jumper over Jimmy to win game one of that series. Just so many moments, but equally, the way Chris handled himself off the court helped set the tone for who this organization was, for what the Bucks meant in this community, the countless things he did that were not done with cameras on him, you know, having gone through some stuff around the birth of his first child, the things he did at NICU units around the state of and city of Milwaukee specifically. So overall, when you lose a family like that from the community, it's a loss. When you lose someone who's impacted your organization so much, someone who's been a champion, it's just a loss. And I don't know, guys, like when you just think about Chris, like, his smoothness on the court and the speed he moved and the way when he shot it and you just knew it was going in and the chemistry he had with Giannis on some of those alley-oops. And like, it's just hard to not think of Chris, the basketball player, and smile when you think about his game.
He's an all-time great, right? He's a Milwaukee great. He's a Wisconsin legend forever. Obviously, you know, returning the Larry O'Brien to Fiserv or to Milwaukee, right? For the first time in 50 years, he was a huge part of that. We don't win that title without Chris Middleton, as Craig just pointed out in that Atlanta series. He was ginormous. And, you know, when you bring up that trade, right, like it was kind of, you know, you didn't really think much of it. And then Giannis and Chris come up together. They're fighting each other for minutes early on in their career together. And ultimately they become the Batman and Robin that franchise so desperately needed. The unfortunate part is this was the right move for Milwaukee, right? Like, unfortunately, Chris is at a point in his career where, and in no fault of his own, but he's injured. You don't know if he's going to be on the floor. And so ultimately, you need to get something in terms of return for him. It's the right move to make, but it is still a move that makes Bucks fans everywhere sad because he is, you know, debatably the second greatest Buck of all time behind Giannis.
Yeah, no, it's great that we were fortunate enough to have Chris, and I appreciate everything he did for this franchise because he never switched up on us, right? He was part of, he was a cornerstone of an organization that was bad when he got here, right? And hit rock bottom when he was here, but he helped rise us up, right? And so we have to be nothing but appreciative for Chris Middleton and everything that he did, and you're absolutely right. He helped bring a finals championship to Wisconsin to Milwaukee, so we are always grateful for Chris Middleton.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, just short of Kareem started as Lou Alcindor, right? As these, you know, so ahead of Big Dog, right? Third leading scorer in franchise history. If you throw in the postseason, second leading scorer in franchise history. Has it work? Like, what do you think the Bucks are going to do with retiring jerseys? Like, because he's number 22, and he absolutely, you would think, should have his jersey retired. But Michael Redd
was pretty damn good. 22. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then Giannis, obviously, you're going to retire his jersey at some point. But Ray Allen also wore number 34.
Yeah, like, Ray and Michael Redd is unfortunate. They'll get their name somewhere, but those jerseys belong to Chris and Giannis.
What do you do with those guys?
What do the Brewers do? They do like the walk or the side. What do they call that? The Walk of Fame? Or the
you know what I'm talking about? Fame, yeah.
So yeah, if the Bucks introduce that at Fiserv,
walk, honor walk them like that. Yeah.
Michael Redd and Ray Allen can be there, but when it comes to the rafters, that's reserved for champions, and that will be Giannis and Chris Middleton.
Well, speaking of champions, despite Plymouth Argyle's win over Liverpool today, we don't know that they'll be champions, but we know whoever wins the football game tonight will be. We'll talk about the Super Bowl as we roll on. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Psst, I see dead people.
Put that on that
beat. Hi, Monster Hunter beat.
It's Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
So what's up with these jabronis? Trying to see Compton, the industry can hate me. For Marlon, they mama, how many options?
Are you familiar with this song, Craig?
I mean, too many options. I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton.
Monster!
Bitch, I'm not the Bible of God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Certified boogie man, I'm the one that up to score with him.
Here you go, Craig.
Time, I know he got
Bop.
One
Bop.
Pull on him. Extort, bully the floor on him. Say, Drake, I hear you like him young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To
any, you like it, Craig?
Just make sure you have your sister from him. Tell me Chubb's the only one. Someone who is almost as young as me and break it down kind of the way I can. Hubie Brown this week hangs it up as a broadcaster, and he is doing it at Fiserv Forum today as the Milwaukee Bucks host the Philadelphia 76ers. And Hubie Brown is someone that, I mean, you both know, right? Like, it's not like you're like, who's Hubie Brown? Like, he's been part of your whole lives, right? As basketball
100%.
Fans?
Yes, 100%.
Kyle, Hubie Brown, like,
you
always remember him and all that?
You always remember his voice.
Now, for me, when I started liking basketball and when I got into basketball, Hubie Brown was the head coach of my favorite team, right? So, like, that's like, you know, I was a Knicks fan and I was 8, 9 years old getting into basketball. Hubie Brown was the coach of the Knicks. And Bernard King was the best player. They went to Detroit and beat peak Isaiah Thomas in a best of five series in a closeout game at Joe Louis Arena that they played in, I believe. Or maybe, I don't know, it's a Silver Dome. They played in some big arena at the time, like because of some scheduling thing. And Hubie Brown was an incredible coach. But the idea that he started his NBA career here in Milwaukee back in 1972, and you mentioned it when we were talking about Chris Middleton, about 50 years in between championships. Mm-hmm. You're now talking about 53 years later that Hubie Brown has been associated with the NBA. And by the way, Hubie Brown was a player for the Rochester Colonels.
Sure was.
58, 59.
Oh, stop it, Trophy, like you know. Oh, I remember that. 58, 59. Sure was.
I'm on his Wikipedia page. Oh. That's why I said sure was. I'm validating the fact that Craig is correct.
Yeah, which was not an NBA team, but a guy associated with basketball for his whole life, right, who played, who coached, who educated, and who today, as part of ESPN's broadcast of the Bucks and the Sixers, will be doing it for the last time right here in Milwaukee at the age of 91 is pretty incredible and deserves our respect. And with all the Super Bowl talk today, want to make sure to give some love to Hubie. He and Mike Breen will be on the call. You can get that game also on the radio on WTMJ in Milwaukee. You can get that game on ESPN Madison. If you are in the Madison area, and if you are in Milwaukee, immediately coming up after this show, we're going to be taking you to Pottawatomie, where Josh DiMaggio, Jen Latta, Ben Brust, anybody else? Is that it?
That's it.
We'll be getting you ready for the Super Bowl. And that's what we're going to do right now. When we continue, we are going to, yep, the four of us, I was counting me, I see me on the screen twice. So I was counting Me, Kyle.
Kyle,
and
you
Alex
didn't
Strope.
Do anything wrong. Don't freak out.
It's because when he in the corner,
you
yeah.
got it. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I was like, what in the heck?
Believe it or not, you did not screw anything up for once.
Yeah,
proud
you didn't
of you.
Screw anything up. So the 3 to 4 of us, depending on if I'm counting myself twice, we'll be talking to Jen, Ben, and Joshy. Getting you ready for the Super Bowl as we continue. It is Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. It's that time.
Yes, it's finally here.
Craig makes his picks of the week.
You can bet the house on it.
Picks of the week on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin, presented by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Then you should try to listen to this one where we combined basically 6 people, 3 different locations, audio, video, YouTube, live stream, radio. What a disaster this will be. All brought to you by Palermo's, who you can't watch the big game without pizza. And Palermo's gives you all the options to do it. And some incredible options around Palermo's Pizza. They always make sure that with their different brands, they find some special opportunities for you to figure out how to enjoy them. And how about this? Right now, today at Roundy's Pick and Save Metro Market, Screaming Sicilian, core thin and crispy and tavern style, buy one, get one free. That's right. For the big game, buy one, get one free while supplies last, February 5th through February 18th at your local Pick and Save and Metro Market stores. Taste what all the screaming's about with buy one, get one free, Screaming Sicilian for the big game. All right, are we going to go out live to Pottawatomie and try to bring in our teammates? It sounds like that noise makes me feel confident.
Yeah.
Jen,
yeah, I don't know about
Ben,
that.
Joshy, are you with us?
We're all present and accounted for, Craig.
Yeah.
Very excited to be here at the Annex. Everything's sold out, but this is the only place you can bet throughout the entire game in the state of Wisconsin. So come on down to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And, Craig, I'm curious because it was, like, impossible to follow on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy the other day. What the hell is your bet?
My bet is a very simple one. Wait, Jen's bet or my bet?
Craig's bet.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, my bet is you were looking at Jen while you were asking that question.
Exactly.
So, well, that was a little confusing. Yes.
Because when I was driving, everyone was confused.
Well, so Ben, as a basketball player, if he ever had executed that good of a head fake, he would have been a much more effective playmaker and not just a spot.
Hey, hello.
He stared down Jen and was like, what was your pick? And I was like, what? So I have a very simple parlay. It's Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown, Saquon Barkley to score a touchdown, and the Chiefs +5.5.
I'm curious how you threw a teaser into a parlay. I've never heard that.
No, I just wanted to slide. So I was thinking, what are the things I think are most likely going to happen in the game? And I was thinking, the Chiefs play one score games. The Chiefs play every game seems like 4 points or less. So if I start with a base of Chiefs +5.5, because I want to root for the Eagles, I want to root for Saquon. I love Jalen Hurts. I'm not an Eagles fan per se, but I want to root for the Eagles. But I think the Chiefs always play it close. So let's go Chiefs +5.5. And then I think at some point they're going to get a rushing touchdown out of both Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley. And when you combine those three, you can get pretty darn good odds. So,
do we still not have the true odds? Because you guys were calculating
right.
it.
He was trying to figure out like what it was based on what he would win. I'm guessing the odds are like 3-something.
320-ish.
Well, the problem was I went while I was on the air with you guys. I went to my ESPN Bet account, which is where I assumed I'd done it, but I'd actually placed the bet while I was in Florida. So it is +325 on this bet.
There we go.
Yeah, so,
big odds.
Craig, I have a similar one. I have a Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown. I think, again, the tush push, anytime they're inside the three, that's a good option for them. I have a Saquon Barkley anytime touchdown. And I have Kareem Hunt plus 30 rushing yards. And I think I got a pretty good number on that. Now, I forgot all of my bet slips. You guys were with me the other day, right? When I like had
I've seen you stick them just about everywhere.
Yeah.
12 bet slips. I forgot them all at home. What?
Looks
a
like
loser.
You gotta play. Yeah. Looks like you gotta play some more.
Oh,
you
just have to worst, play some more. Especially when you can old school have the betting slips. That's the most fun to cash out. Kareem Hunt has scored a touchdown in every postseason game he's ever played in. Interesting.
Four straight
there, right?
Coming into this one.
Yeah.
Well, and I did plus 30 rushing yards. So he had 64 in the last game, 44 in the previous, 20, 55, 45. So I felt pretty good about 30 in, you know, the biggest game of the year.
All I know is I grabbed the under at 49.5. It came down to 48.5. I got value, folks.
What about Joshy? So what are you liking?
My favorite bet right now is longest rush Saquon Barkley under 25.5. The Chiefs have allowed...
God.
The Chiefs have only allowed six rushes of over 25 yards all season long.
Did they play Saquon?
I am fading everybody rushing against Saquon. Everyone is on Saquon. Go the other way.
All right. Wow. Fade public Joshy.
Okay.
I like it.
I would actually
Stones.
Go, longest rush over, and I'd parlay that with Hollywood Brown's over on longest catch of like 18.5 or something like that. Those are just fun ones. So that you know at any point, one play could win you the bet. Kyle, what do you got today? What are you expecting?
I expect both teams have fun.
Why are you trying to end the show? We're all in local program.
Guys,
like,
but we can all fade that, right? Because whoever loses this game
not gonna have a lot
not
of fun.
Having fun.
Ask your co-host Brad Nortman how much fun he had losing in Super Bowl 50.
Somebody went to the club
that
night.
That's like
losing.
A producer who's trying to keep us on a clock. Strophy, what do you got?
I've got Travis Kelce over 6.5 receptions, and don't listen to Benny. It's always heads on the coin toss.
Yeah, Jen faded me too. What is this?
It's heads on the coin toss. Four of the last 5 years. Going to be five of the last six.
Three of the last four. This is why you're not on this show.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
pea
the
brain.
Only reason. You're right. Pea brain. Get the hell out of here, Joshy.
his girlfriend's a Swiftie, and so he's got Travis Kelce over.
Can we put a scroll on the bottom of the screen that says, like, Tails in fact fails? I did not know that.
That's the only reason Ben Bruss likes Tails is because there's a silly rhyme that goes along with it. Talk about pea brain.
You're using previous outcomes.
Yes, previous outcomes on a coin flip. Yeah,
there's a reason when you play, roulette, they tell you what it was.
It works on coin tosses. Heads all the way.
Does not.
I actually like Ben's theory. He plays the same thing every year.
Every year.
So it's going to hit eventually.
They tell you color came up in roulette because they want to influence you into making a bad decision.
The ball has a mind of its own.
I also like clear on the Gatorade color. Water today.
No. Purple. Chewy always goes with the first pass will be complete. Because he thinks like they always want to settle quarterbacks down.
That's a fair one.
Yeah. Oh. And they script their first 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Strofe, you headed on over to join us?
I will be there in about a half an hour, yes.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I think that means that we are going to remind you to stay healthy, stay together, survive today, thrive tomorrow, don't settle. You have been listening to Sunday Karma, but a big upgrade coming to you from Pottawatomie. Did you say sold out, Pottawatomie, Ben? Is that what you said?
Sold out, absolutely. Annex. Sold out, Sportsbook. Standing room only. The
parking
only place that you can
absolutely jam.
Only place you can bet the entire game. Yeah, you guys were almost late.
Yeah,
because we are used to getting parking spots. Uh-huh. Today, not so
much. So you're saying people can't come in, or can they still keep coming?
No, there's some standing room only. There's drink specials at every bar. But, yeah, I mean, it's the only place. With these kiosks, you can literally watch anywhere on any of the screens throughout the whole casino and place bets during the game. You like live betting?
Okay, so
come
keep
here.
Coming, keep coming to Potawatomi and hang with Jen, Ben, and Joshy for the next 3 hours, and you'll even get to see Alex Strope there. Kyle, you swinging by?
Doubtful.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Just say yes.
You know,
just be like, yeah, I can't wait.
You know, I got this $20 in my pocket, and I like Travis Kelce, what is that, over 59 and a half, so
free,
I like
free food so if you come,
that.
Kyle. I know that's the way to your heart.
Okay. Come on, Kyle, I'll give you a ride.
Well, food, then, all right, cool. I'll see you boys
Kyle,
later and fellas
you know,
ladies
Kyle
later.
Who did not grow up in the hood is probably going boating again today like he always does.
At least you understand now, Craig.
Yep. See, now it all makes sense to me. It took me a long time to figure it out, but I got it now. Yeah. All right.
More Whitefish Bay than Milwaukee.
Yeah. No comment.
Out.
Peace out, everybody. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
This is ESPN Wisconsin and ESPNWisconsin.com.